He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is the January the 5th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson. I'm in the secret bunker. Stephen is in the BSN studios in Carlsbad. Do we have contact, Stephen?
We do.
Okay. And we have another, you getting tired of winning yet? Because we're winning again today. We've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 60 points. It's been quite a week. In fact, one of the best starting weeks to a new year that I can remember in recent history. The Dow's up 60 points, and that puts it at 25,135. They're already getting the 26,000 hats ready, I guess, over there on Broad and Wall Street. We've got the S&P 500 up 7 points. It's at 2731. And it was just a few days ago when we were saying, will the S&P break through 27? And here we are already 31 points above 2700. The NASDAQ is up 26 points. Remember when 7,000 was the ceiling?
Yeah.
7,000 now becomes the floor. And the NASDAQ is at 7,104 this morning. I'm seeing a lot of good action really across the board. Our biggest winners are, well, just a little bit of this and a little bit of that. We're having a little issue with the Constellation Brands this morning. But it should be fine. I'm not too worried about it. They reported earnings today, and they missed on their revenues a little bit, but you know what? That happens from time to time. Got the Russell 2000 not participating. The small caps continue to lag the market. That's important to know. Crude oil is at 61.61, and the bond market right now, 2.46%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with Bill Gunderson here from the secret bunker. Do I sound like I'm in a secret bunker? I suppose I do.
A little bit, yeah.
And, but Steven's there in the crystal clear BSN Carlsbad studios. And we did get the jobs number here this morning. And, of course, market hitting new all-time highs once again. I'd say the jobs number came in a little bit light, just a little bit on the soft side. Non-farm payrolls, 148,000 jobs created. We were expecting 190,000 jobs. But obviously the market is okay with it because we're seeing new highs once again today. The unemployment rate remains at 4.1%. So as we look across the landscape, and as we always have our periscope up, you know, I think of a submarine looking for that next bear market out there somewhere, because there hasn't been one now since March of 2009 when this whole bull thing began. But I always have my periscope up. I have my sonar looking underneath. I love the periscope looking above. And, of course, the side-scanning sonar looking everywhere for any signs of any kind of a recession. And so far, we're just not seeing that at all. And that's confirmed again by the jobs report in America and the U.S. today. We also look around the world for any signs of weakness in the global economy. We're not getting that from Canada anyways. Canada also had their non-farm payrolls report this morning. They added 78,000 jobs. Probably marijuana jobs, huh? Marijuana being legalized there this year, about midway through the year. By the way, Stephen, while I'm going through this, just give me a general, take a look at how the marijuana stocks are doing today after Jeff Sessions' big announcement yesterday, which kind of knocked them to the ground.
Yeah.
The unemployment rate in Canada is 5.7%, a little bit higher than us. The loonie, huh? No, the loonie is the currency. The loonie has jumped about 140 pips versus the dollar on the news, the most since last September. You know, here's a guy who agrees with me. In fact, there's a couple guys who agree with me, and they're way bigger than I am. I'm just a guy out here in Carlsbad that puts in long hours every day and watches the ins and outs and the sideways and the ups and downs of the market on a daily basis. David Tepper, way bigger than me, big hedge fund manager. When he speaks, he moves markets. When I speak, people say, eh, well, yeah. I've been right for quite some time. David Tepper yesterday on CNBC says, explain to me where this market is rich. In other words, David Tepper is saying, this is not an expensive market. And why? Well, he agrees with me. He says it's not rich with the tax thing that just changed earnings projections. Hello? That's exactly what I've been saying, you know. And that is not priced into the market. Now, it's starting to be. It started on Monday. It started the day after Trump signed the tax bill. But I'm not seeing the change in earnings projections yet. That still is to come. And I think that when earnings season begins, really next week, it starts to trickle in, and then the spigot really turns on. And before long, you've got a flood of earnings reports coming in. Those companies are all going to talk about the impact that the tax change will have on their bottom line. Because remember this, when a company reports earnings, it's after tax earnings. And if your tax bite goes down, your bottom line goes up. Your bottom line gets fatter. And analysts are starting to project it on their own, but they're waiting for the companies. And every day I'm hearing one or two companies weighing in on their fatter bottom line and reporting on what kind of an impact that the new tax law and the new tax rate, the new corporate tax rate, will have on their bottom line. And that is not in. Now, I have made a projection, and Stephen, you and I, well, I'll be doing the projection on the S&P. You'll be reporting it in the newsletter. We have two numbers on the S&P for this year, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We have the S&P in the newsletter, earnings projections, where they're at right now, not taking into account the benefits from tax relief. And I've made a number. I remember spending an entire weekend, one weekend, by myself doing the projections, and it took a lot of math. It took a lot of spreadsheets. It took a lot of scratch paper. It took a lot of ink on my printer. And I came up with my own number on what I think the impact of tax relief will have on the bottom line of the S&P 500. It's not priced in yet because the pricing in has not been done. Those numbers that are out there on the street for S&P 500 earnings this year are still the numbers that were there before the bill was passed. And after I spent my long weekend making those projections, that following week, Goldman Sachs came out with their projections, the impact that tax relief could have on the bottom line on the S&P 500. Their numbers were within putting distance, a short two-foot putt of my numbers. So I was vindicated by the numbers that I put out there. And I agree with David Tepper. Show me where this market is rich. It's not rich with the tax thing that just changed earnings projections, says David Tepper. He said, add boosted earnings to still low inflation and interest rates. And Tepper suggests the market isn't much more expensive than a year ago at this time. I agree. I think it's a little more expensive than it was a year ago at this time. But when you factor in this tax relief and the bottom line getting fatter, I agree with him. And here's something else I really agree with him with. What have I said will cause the next bear market? I think it will be centered around the bond market, the crash in the bond market, which I have a lot to say about in the second quarter. because I listened to a long interview this morning from the bond king, Bill Gross. What does Bill Gross, the bond king, say about the bond market, the prospects for the bond market this year? We'll talk about that in the second quarter. But David Tepper says the market can't go down until the bond market gets hit. I totally agree. In 2000, it was the tech stocks. In 2007, it was the housing industry. And then the next bear will be centered around the bond market. So keep your eye on interest rates. This is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Today is newsletter day. Don't miss out. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Our minus 22 in Minneapolis today. Wow.
Ouch.
That's cold. When we were there, it was 82. That's a difference of 104 points. While the market's been going up since I was last in Minneapolis, the temperature's been going down. But we still don't have our schedule together for 2018. But Sarasota, Atlanta, Seattle, Phoenix, Dallas. Dallas is number one. We're going to hit Dallas number one. And Minneapolis, you know what? Minneapolis, we're going to be there in maybe a couple of months, all right? But we will be getting back out on the road this year because I enjoy meeting the folks face-to-face. Now, I want to pick up where I left off in that first quarter of the show. With David Tepper's final comment, the market can't go down until the bond market gets hit. And I truly believe, you know, you talked about the bubbles out there that I've witnessed over the years. This Bitcoin bubble is about as big as they get. But the bond market bubble, I've also called that a bubble. And I said in July of 2016 that the bond market has topped after years and years and years of outsized performance. And the worst thing that investors can do is get used to outsized performance and become complacent when the reason for that outsized performance, the reason that underlies it, changes. And the reason that you got outsized performance from the bond market is you got help along the way from capital appreciation. And capital appreciation comes about when interest rates are going down, because that makes your bonds more valuable, and they go up in value along the way. No longer are they worth 100, they're worth 110, 115 as interest rates go lower and lower. So you're getting a double barrel shotgun return. It's called total return. You're getting capital appreciation along with the yield on the bond. Well, now we've had a reversal. Interest rates have bottomed, and they're starting to rise again. That's going to cause capital depreciation. Now, I heard a guy from Janus being interviewed, and no, it wasn't Janus. That's Bill Gross. It was PIMCO, Bill Gross's former employer. And he was actually saying how it should cause no change in the bond market. You should get the same kind of returns that you got before. I don't understand the thinking there myself. If you make 4% on the bond and the bond goes down 4% in value, that's a 0% net return. Well, Bill Gross this morning from Janus, he jumped from PIMCO. He's considered the bond king. It wasn't that long ago that he ran the largest mutual fund in the world, the PIMCO Total Return Fund. Why was he on top of the world? Well, he had the wind at his back for many years with falling interest rates. Then the big shakeup, he left PIMCO, he went to Janus, started his, unconstrained fund up there. Well, I listened to the entire Bill Gross interview this morning. I think it began at 5 a.m. or something like that, West Coast time. And what is he calling for in the bond market this year? A bear market.
Wow.
But here's the good news, according to Bill Gross. You won't lose too much money. That's the good news. That's the sunny side of the street. You won't lose too much money. Now, Stephen, on that desk that we do our show from in the BSN studios, right now there's two predictions that I've made for 2018. What is one of those predictions?
Bonds will be negative in 2018.
Okay. I said it before Bill Gross did. He said it this morning. He said it to not Pim Fox, but the guy with the bow tie. I can't think of his name right offhand. But I wake up every morning listening to Bloomberg because they have thorough news from around the world on the world markets, the economy, the stay-at-home, do-it-yourself investor. That's the kind of time you've got to dedicate if you really want to know what's going on in the world of finance. He said it this morning. The bond market is entering into a bear market. I believed it entered into a bear market in July of 2016. And no, people haven't lost too much money. In fact, the bond market was up, what, 1% last year, 2%, something like that?
Less than 1%.
Yeah, okay. Now, this year, there's no question in my mind that it's going to be a total return that's negative, unless something big happens in the world on a geopolitical basis that scares people into safe money. I think the bond market will deliver negative returns. Okay, now that was Bill Gross. All right. Then after the Bill Gross interview, they interviewed a guy from PIMCO. I think it was the guy who took Bill Gross's job at PIMCO. Now, he's a bond king himself. He said, he's the guy who said, well, he says, I don't think that rising interest rates, I don't think bondholders should worry too much about that because they'll be getting a better, bigger yield on their bonds. I don't agree at all. It's total return. And you know what else he said that I don't agree with at all? He says on a basic formula, if you're 65 years old, you should have 65% of your assets in bonds and 35% of your assets in stocks. I couldn't disagree more. So what are the asset allocators doing right now? The people that buy into this asset allocation method, which has worked pretty good over the years because you've had falling interest rates, and that's given your bonds favorable rates and above average rates, but going forward, you don't have the wind at your back anymore. So the robots and the asset allocators right now are rebalancing portfolios. So if you started last year with a 50-50 bond stock portfolio, just do the math. You finished the year with a much bigger percentage in the stock market because stocks went up about 15 to 20% while bonds went up 1%. So what do you got to do to rebalance? You got to sell off your stocks and you got to raise your bond holdings to get it back to 50-50. Oh, but you're a year older now. So now it's got to be 51-49 bonds. So you got to really be buying a lot of bonds right now. And if that wasn't going on, I think the bond market would be getting it even more than it is. And the bubble continues to grow in the bond market. The robots are working overtime right now, buying bonds, selling stocks. And what does David Tepper suggest? The stock market can't go down until the bond market gets hit. I believe that all this robotic passive asset allocation, the trend that we've established here in my industry, it's the chickens are going to come home to roost at some point in time, and the bond bubble is going to burst. Not only will it take down the bond market, and it will be ugly because there is a lot of money invested in the bond market, way more than the stock market. And eventually it will bring down the stock market. Now, that's why we watch interest rates so carefully every single day. That's why we watch the bond market. But in the meantime, we have zero exposure to the bond market. This is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Be right back. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Just checking out the weed stocks. As we talk about alternative investments, how can you do a show without talking about Bitcoin and about talking about the weeds? The weed stocks, from my perspective, they've stabilized today. Is that the best way to describe the action there today, Stephen?
Yeah, they're back up a little bit, so it looks like they're not too worried about what Jeff Sessions decided to do.
And I had a lot of people yesterday. Look, we in the speculative portfolio, which is the one that you hide in the desk drawer, that's just a little tiny fun account that we mess around with some options here from time to time, and some lithium stocks, some of the $1 and $2 lithium stocks down in Argentina and Chile and whatnot. And you know, we have recently seen, in fact, this, we're going to add, in fact, I connected with my app developer yesterday. We'll be adding three features to the app here. Number one, we'll be adding a marijuana sector, all right?
There we
just
go.
Just like there, at one time there was no social media sector. Well, now there's a marijuana sector, because there's about 50 publicly traded marijuana stocks. They've become mainstream in the market. They now have their own exchange-traded fund, an ETF, and I think there will be more ETFs to come. So we'll have a marijuana sector. So when you push on that button, that sector, they'll be ranked. Okay. The other potent, I can't tell you how potent this is. In Bill Gutterson's database, which, how many stocks right now, Stephen? Give me bottom line. How many stocks, mutual funds, ETFs do we currently have in the Best Stocks Now database?
5,535.
Okay. And I've got about 400 more that are ready to upload. Well, there is an overall grade, okay, and I have a screen. You can pull up my database. And it is sorted by the overall rank. Now, right now, there's not a feature where you can sort by the momentum grade. Now, the momentum grade leans heavily towards what have you done for me lately. And I have found that stocks that have a momentum grade of A+, listen to what I have to say here. Take a look at every stock. If you're serious, if you're a trader, and if you're managing your own money, stop and look at every stock in the database that has a momentum grade of A+ or better. Now, I will be adding a screen. I would hope by the end of the week it will be on the app to where you can do that. You can click on it, and it will bring up a list, and they'll be in the order of their ranking, but they'll all have A+ momentum grades. Now, I found that A is not really good enough. It's those A pluses, and you know what? Stephen, I know you can verify this. Sometimes they're the weirdest stocks, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're weird.
Sometimes they're a little scary, too.
Yeah, sometimes they're a little scary. What the heck?
Yeah.
A lot of times they have five symbols, ARXZZ. He's like, what in the world? Now, I'm getting pretty familiar with all of these foreign stocks that we've added to the app lately. There was an A+ the other day, and it was a company that runs airports in Thailand. Like you say, sometimes they're a little scary.
Yeah.
But lately, now listen, I'm going to say 2 weeks ago, all these A-pluses started showing up in a certain category of the market. And they all had one thing in common, medical marijuana. And it made sense because, with Canada legalizing and California and all this and that, I heard a couple of surfers talking yesterday about the long line at the marijuana stores here in California. Now, I wouldn't know myself. Don't imbibe myself. But it is a part of our culture nowadays. I don't think it's a good part of our culture, me personally saying that, unless you know, it's helping you with your cancer pain. I don't think those two surfers had cancer pain, but nevertheless, it is what it is. And we found some marijuana stocks that were A-plus momentum grades. We've got some huge gains in them in just a few days. We got hit a little bit yesterday, but they still have huge gains in them. But we have found cobalt stocks. I currently own a cobalt stock. Why cobalt? Because cobalt is a big part of the electric car movement. We found marijuana stocks. We found lithium stocks. We found blockchain stocks, all kinds of weird stuff. So that is coming to the app. A-plus. If you don't subscribe to the app for any other reason, my proprietary grade of A-plus, momentum, not overall grade. This ignores value. This is performance only. And when you look at those A-pluses, you're going to scratch your head and say, oh, my gosh, look at that. I have shown you some charts, Stephen, in the past month or so that'll just knock your socks off. Now, out of those 5,500 stocks, I'm going to say there's about 100 a day. Oh, but it's going to take me a long time to look through 100 stock charts on a daily basis. Well, how serious are you about this business? 100 stock charts is nothing to look at in a day. I look at hundreds and hundreds of stock charts in a day. And you will learn more by doing that than any other thing. It's like that fishing guide on the river or in the ocean that knows where the currents have changed, where the warm water meets the cold water, where the temperature breaks are, where the bait is, where the fish are hanging out. Those A-plus momentum grades that come from my app are extremely valuable to look at, all right? And the third thing we'll be adding is a watch list, okay? So you'll be able to click on a stock that you like, and it will be added to your watch list. So the app is only going to get more and more potent. I can't even tell you how potent it is now. It's not pointing to the bond market right now. It has not pointed to the bond market for the last several years. It's pointing to equities. It's pointing to equities overseas. It's pointing to technology stocks. It's pointing to commodity stocks. Every day, I can narrow down the market to about 300-400. Right now, we're at 400 that are B-plus or better. That's a little lofty. I find sometimes when I get more than 400, move towards 500. I think the market's a little bit overbought right now, but the app is still finding plenty of stocks. It's pointing you in the right direction with the asset classes, bonds versus stocks. It's pointing you in the right direction as far as the indexes go, Argentina versus Japan, Japan versus Russia, Russia versus India, India versus Mexico, emerging markets versus the U.S. How valuable is that to your 401k? It's pointing you to the right sectors in the market. We had a lot of sector rotation here recently. Stephen, I would venture to say if we currently had the marijuana sector.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to add it. We do have a marijuana. I can add it today because that ETF that's out there. What is the symbol on that ETF? MJX?
MJX is one of them.
Okay, so that's we'll make
the,
that our
alternative product. Harvest ETF.
Yeah, the alternative harvest, and they ain't harvesting soybeans,
no.
From what I understand.
And it's up
3.5%
today.
We'll make that our proxy for the marijuana sector. So by tomorrow, when the app updates tomorrow afternoon, we'll see where the marijuana sector ranks versus the aerospace sector, right? A couple of sectors flying very high right now. And, you know, hopefully by next week this time, you'll be able to click on that sector and look underneath at the components and how they're ranked.
Yeah.
And look for those A-plus momentum grades. And you'll be able to look for just the stocks in the entire database that are A-plus momentum grades, especially if you're a shorter-term trader. Now, if you're an investor, you want to look at the Gundersen overall grade because that takes into account valuation also. And it's the app that helped me put up great performance, big numbers last year, 2017. Is it fair to say that we're off to a pretty good start here with Best Stocks Now in 2018?
Almost couldn't be any better.
It's been a great start. And we're working on the newsletter today. Why would you not want to read the Best Stocks Now newsletter? GundersenCapital.com. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And if you're finding us out there and trying to figure out who is this guy talking about Best Stocks Now and apps and newsletters and everything, I've been writing a newsletter for the last 20-plus years, and today is newsletter day. It will be going out later this afternoon. Let's call it 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. To anybody, if you're just get the complimentary newsletter from us, you get my article every week and my market outlook. If you step up a notch, that's free, obviously. $195 a year, you get everything but my portfolios and my buys and sells for the week and what's in the 4 portfolios that I run. And, of course, for the $89 per month, which is probably the best bargain in the industry, I think I'm not charging enough. But, yeah, you know what? It is what it is right now. $89 a month. I send out live trade notifications on every single buy or sell I make, whether it's in the speculative account, a trading deal, whether it's an investment in the growth and income account or the Premier Growth or the Ultra Growth portfolios, or in the mutual fund portfolio. And all three versions of those newsletters will be going out. And if you just want to sample it, you get 2 weeks free of the full Monty. That's pretty cool. Just go to our website at GundersenCapital.com. Okay, more news. This is interesting news. Another area that we have a lot of interest in here in 2018, continue to have a lot of interest in, is, in fact, I just sent out a live trade. Let me go back to the $89 per month. Did you get that, Stephen?
Yep.
Okay. Let's just give an example to the folks. While we were on break, I was going through my holdings, and I noticed one of my holdings. After you read what I sent out, look at the chart of that thing. That is a fresh. That is as good a looking chart as I have seen in a long time. What did the email and the accompanying push notification have to say?
It says, I already own a 2.5% overall position in ABBV at $100.38 in the income and growth portfolio. Buying a like-size position today for new clients. Dividend yield is 2.9%. My 5-year target price is $163.
Okay, so if you're an $89 per month subscriber, you just got that trade that I'm making. I already own AbbVie, which was spun off by Abbott Labs. AbbVie makes Humira, the rheumatoid arthritis drug. AbbVie is trading at $100.52. We already have a nice profit in AbbVie. In fact, since I bought AbbVie, I'm up 52%. This is in the income portfolio. This is the non-bond portfolio for income investors.
Don't they have something to do with marijuana, too?
I thought I saw
them in one of the marijuana indexes. I thought that was kind of strange.
It wouldn't surprise me because they also deal with in the rheumatoid arthritis field. Yeah, I mean, I think that there's several of these large drug companies and biotechs that are exploring the use, you know, the cannabis oils for, well, GWPH would be the biggest one that comes to mind right now. GWPH is GW Pharmaceuticals. But, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if AbbVie's not going that route, too. Now, when we bought AbbVie, it had a 3.7% dividend yield. The stock's gone up. We're up 52%. We bought it last March. We've owned it for 9 months, and we're up 52% so far. Dividend yield is still 2.7%. And I gave you the five-year target price. What was that again?
Let's see.
The stock is currently trading at 103 or
163.
Okay. Now, pull up that chart and tell me what you see today. Tell me what you see today.
It's a fresh breakout.
You see that fresh? Actually, there was a fresh breakout 2 days ago. But what I see today is a follow through. That's a gorgeous, gorgeous stock chart. That's a gorgeous dividend yield. It's a gorgeous valuation. It's a beautiful thing all the way around. Relative strength rating is 90 on the IBD scale. My momentum grade is B+, which is pretty good for a income stock. Why would you want to own bonds in your income portfolio? It just makes no sense to me. I would rather own a dividend-paying stock, 2.7% in this case, that has 83% upside potential over the next 5 years. But having said that, it still has to be managed very tightly going forward. Okay, here's what I want to finish with. The car industry. I believe that the car industry is heading in the same direction that the phone industry, where you'll be trading in your car every couple of years because the technology will be advancing so fast. I think the revolution in the computer industry happened. I think the revolution in the smartphone industry happened. It changed lives, and I believe that the next makeover is going to happen in the automobile industry. And, of course, that's been my prediction for quite some time. But you can add that to my prediction for 2018, that the automobile industry will be very, very vibrant. China today announced that by 2020, that's 2 years from now, half of all their cars will have artificial intelligence in them, autonomous. By the autonomous technology creators, the people selling the picks and the shovels. One of those is Visteon, VC, the connected car. How's VC doing? Let's see. Funny I should mention VC. Do you see that chart today, Stephen?
Yeah, that was
look at
nice.
That. That is beautiful thing. And yesterday, two or three of our autonomous car stocks were busting loose, just like this one. All right. Where do you find stuff like this? Well, you hear it on the show every morning. You see it in the Best Stocks Now app. You see it in the Best Stocks Now newsletter. And if you say, you know what, I don't have time to look at 100 charts today. I don't have time to stand by my phone waiting for your live buys and live sells. I'm just going to have you do it. I want to visit the grandkids. Well, you can reach us, Gunderson Capital Management. If you're in a traditional asset allocation that leans heavily towards the bond market, and the bond king is saying, don't worry, even though there's a bear market that's going to hit the bond market, you won't lose too much money. What? You want to have an asset allocation with the vast majority of your assets in the bond market? Not me. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or go to our website, GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody. Have a great weekend.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.